By the mid-1990s, a problem arose with SCATS, involving its central computer, the PDP-11. Ken McCallum.
PDPs have been around since the early 70s, and the things that people had asked us to do on the computer was getting so varied and numerous that it was nearly an impossibility to add anything to the code. In fact, one of the biggest jobs that we did was Kowloon, where we introduced a new type of traffic signal controller, and that just about used up every available bit of space in the PDP-11. Two things happened at that time. One was that PCs were becoming the norm, and DOS was the operating system, but a new operating system, Windows NT version 3, had just been released, and it looked very interesting. So I said to Graham, well, if you can write software that connects a VAX computer to about 12 regional computers, would it be possible to use that software to connect a PC to 128 intersections? And Graham said, I think that's possible. So that started him going, and he rewrote his software so that he would come up with a system that talked to intersections, which he did.
Jim Giffen recalls.
Ken and Graham made a conscious decision that we think we can upgrade SCATS 5 from a very old program where they used assembler language on a PDP-11 computer. They felt that they could do better and they could convert it into a PC operation. And they did that away from the organization. They did it at home. They did it on weekends at nighttime, unbeknownst to senior management and the RTA. And one day they turned up and said, come and have a look at this. And there it was. And that was the birth of SCAT 6.
The one I did, well, run on a notebook computer, for example. You could run a control up to 250 intersections off a notebook computer.
And the whole thing basically was not an approved project and largely carried out in Ken's own time. And I think the popular name for this in the software world is Skunkworks. So SCAT 6 started off as a skunk work, but now it's a fully supported product, if you like, from RTA and many of the overseas installations and interstate installations have either completely or largely replaced their PDP-11s with PCs and SCAT 6.